You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys would join me on tonight. We're back in the building, back off of hyenas. We are doing this show live here at the E-Man Man Cave. We're back in the building. We've been out on hyenas, and I'm so excited to be back tonight over here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Listen, I just come off the show. It's called Mandy the Mentor, and men with me. So,
hello, everyone.
Yes, we're excited that we just finished your show.
We did.
Had an awesome show over there on Blog Talk Radio, the Mandy the Mentor show. And now we are in the man cave over here on We Talk Radio, where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
That's right.
Yes. And so we have another great episode, another great show. I'm E-Man. I'm so excited and delighted that you guys will stay up a little bit and join me on tonight. Got a little topic that I'm going to put out there tonight for you guys over here on the E-Man After Show. Listen, it's been a long day.
It has been.
Yes, but we are here. And listen, Mandy, we've been celebrating your birthday, seemed like, all month. And Mandy, you just had a birthday. I want to start out this show saying happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I want to take the opportunity to thank Ms. Kia D and T. Smalley for their birthday shout outs. I was listening to their shows and they had taken the opportunity to shout me out for my birthday. So thank you to both of you.
Yes, yes. We celebrated your birthday on last weekend. We hung out a little bit.
We did.
Yeah, we partied like it was 1999.
It was so awesome. We, Emin and I, we went to this jazz club, and, you know, we had dinner, and we just had a good time.
Yeah.
So thank you, Emin, for that birthday treat.
Yeah, don't act like I ain't never done that for you. Yes, it was exciting. We had an opportunity to go to actually two different jazz clubs.
We did. We did. And it was just so laid back. We had a good time. We really had a good time.
Yeah. You don't mind if I tell them how old you are?
Absolutely not.
You're the big 40?
I am the big 40. 40 and fabulous.
All right.
All right.
Now. Don't be jelly out there. She's 40 and fabulous. You know, just got it going on in her own right. I call her my little chocolate chip because I started your show about a year and some, almost 2 years ago.
Almost 2 years ago.
I came on the show talking about the Carvacious.
You did.
And they was like, well, why is he calling her? I said, you can't see she fine with all that booty. And they like, huh? But happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to thank all of you guys over on the network that's joining the E-Man After Show. I want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone line. Listen, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. It is the E-Man After Show. It's a man show where we men come around the domino table and put a big six question out there, Mandy, and we just have great conversation.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, we got a brand new website over here on We Talk Radio. It's called www.wetalkradio.com. And listen, we're on all social media. You can check us out. You can go to wetalkradio.com and check out the networks, see all the great things that We Talk Radio is doing over here on this particular network. This is a thriving network, been around for 11 years. We're celebrating our 11-year anniversary over here on We Talk Radio Network. We got a YouTube channel.
Yes, you do.
Listen, man, I know you got a lot of stock in YouTube.
Man, you know, everybody loves YouTube.
Right. And so we got a YouTube channel, and we want you guys to go to our YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to like. We want you to share. You can even make a comment if you like.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, man, how do they subscribe for the YouTube channel?
All you have to do is click the subscribe button, and then you are subscribed. You can receive the updates and just know what's happening with the We Talk family.
Yes, yes. We would love for you guys to do that. And subscribe. Listen, there's a lot of great things going on here on We Talk Radio. We're out in the community. The founder, shout out to the founder, Miss Kia Davis.
Yes.
And she's just doing the doggone thing.
She really is. She is a trailblazer, okay,
yes,
in her own right. And like you said, she is doing it.
Yes, she's a black woman.
Yes, she is.
Doing her doggone thing.
Yes, she is.
Yes, this network has been thriving for 11 years and got a lot more to come. You guys getting ready to see a lot of great things over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard all that God has for this particular nation. I'm not just saying that because I'm on here. You know, a lot of time, Mandy, you know, as I did service today, you know, a lot of you know probably know on the network or don't know on the network. If you listen to the email, I'm sure you probably know I'm a member of the Potter's House here down in Dallas, Texas. Bishop T.D. Jakes is my pastor.
Yes.
And the word he gave on today, listen, listen, God blesses your hands. He blesses what you do.
Yes.
And no matter what you're doing, you are already blessed. You're going to get everything. And so I can say God is blessing Miss Kia Davis' hands. She's already blessed, and a lot of great things are getting ready to happen over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Absolutely. Miss Kia D has put in the work.
Yeah,
okay?
11 years
so she's going to see the fruit of her labor.
Yes.
She's doing the thing.
Yes.
And she hasn't stopped yet, and she's not going to stop. She's in full activation mode.
And so we're just peacock proud and hyena happy to be a part of this network.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, guys, if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. I'm going to put a big six question out there tonight. And actually, I was going to talk about a particular subject tonight, but I kind of switched it up, man, because I've been going. I did a shoot. I was on set all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing a 26th shoot. It's a 26th episode for a TV show.
Okay.
And we finished up six episodes yesterday. And so I just been running. You know, I'm always on the go, man.
Yes, you are.
And you was on that set with me yesterday.
Yes, I was.
Yes. And so... we'll talk about our topic coming up next week, but I am going to put a question out there tonight. For the listeners, I'm going to put a question out there because I want you guys to, you know, actually comment on this question. Sisters, brothers, I want you to call in and just answer this question for me. But in the meantime, if you want to email, you can email me here at wetalkradio.com. It with any suggestions, anything you want me to talk about, anything that you have for E-Man to talk about, we want you to, you can email me at eman@wetalkradionetwork.com. Listen, I'll read your suggestion and listen. Before you know anything, we'll be talking about it on the show.
That's right.
Listen, I've been going. We've been partying. We've been partying with Mandy. It's just been a lot going on for the 2 weeks because you're celebrating your birthday all month, huh?
That is correct.
Yes.
All month long.
Yes. Well, we want to do a shout out to you. Listen, we got some wee announcement, don't we, Mandy?
We do.
Give us our wee announcement, though, because it's a lot going on over here on We Talk.
It is. It's always something going on the We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
Now, you want to save the date for the charity shoe showcase, and it's the Heels on the Move to Heal. It's the fourth annual event. It's going to be held on October the 30th this year, 2021, at 5 p.m., and it is a virtual event. To find out more information, go to HeelsOnTheMoveToHeal.org. Again, that's HeelsOnTheMoveToHeal.org. This is a 501c3 organization for you guys that want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do.
Yes. All right?
Once again, it is the Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show.
Yes, we modeled in that fashion show last year.
We did.
Mm-hmm. And we modeled in that show this year.
Yes, yes. It was so awesome on last year.
Yes, and so we really want you guys to, you know, follow us on We Talk Radio Network. And we're going to be talking a lot about that because it was awesome.
It was.
And we're going to do it in big grand and big style this year.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, it's going to be off the chain.
Yes, yes. And we want to shout out our Hispanic Heritage Month. This is Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah.
And we want to shout out all of our Latino brother and sisters.
Yeah, we're celebrating all month long over here on We Talk Radio.
Yes, we are. So shout out to you. Make sure you celebrate. Make sure you greet one another. And make sure you just empower each other.
Yes, shout out to all of you. We so excited that you guys would, because on this network, we got something for everybody.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. We have something for everybody. And this month, we just paying homage to our Hispanic brothers.
That's right.
You know, we are all one.
We are all one.
Yes. And thank you. Thank you all on the network. Thank you that work for this particular network. Just thank you for, you know, we can recognize other ethnicities. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, shout out to, I got a lot of Hispanic friends. Shout out, Alexis. How you doing?
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to all of you guys. So that's going on all month long, right, man?
It is going on all month long. So, guys, join in with us. Help us celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah.
Here on We Talk Radio.
Listen, we got some every day of the week for you over here on We Talk Radio.
Sure do.
Listen, we got some great shows. We got some great personalities. They are all over here on We Talk Radio Network. And listen, you want to tune in to We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
You want to go on the network and listen. You want to, you can go on, We Talk Radio Network. Listen, check out all these shows. I love this show because it's a Monday night show, Mandy.
Uh-huh.
It's the Kia D Unplugged show.
Yes.
It's every Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes, it is.
Listen, it's unplugged.
It is unplugged.
You know.
Such a great show.
You want to check out Kia D and the Unplugged show. She have a lot of great artists. She's just doing the doggone thing. I love that show. You guys ought to check it out.
Yeah, so make sure you check out the Kia D Unplugged. All shows are Central Standard Time.
For sure that.
Yes.
Listen, starting in November, we got a brand new show that's called Weekly. It's going to be held on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
At 3 p.m.
Don't want to miss that one.
That's starting in November. Mm-hmm. That's that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weekly news break. You're going to be excited. Listen, there's some stuff you want to check out over here on We Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's starting in November. But guess what? Listen, this past Tuesday night, Mandy.
Yes.
This past Tuesday evening, you know, I was working and, you know, just me. I just like groovy. And we got a brand new show. It's called Groovy Tuesday.
Yes.
Over here on We Talk Radio.
All right,
listen,
man.
Guys, a lot of you work from home now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you are back. You're not back in the office.
That's right.
You know, and you surfing the network. All of you that's over there on the network. Those of you are working from home, even in the office.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to get your groove on, it's Groovy Tuesday every mm-hmm. Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes,
it's hosted by Miss Kia Davis.
Yes, it is.
Check it out.
Check it out.
It's off the chain.
Yes, it is.
Groovy. It's Groovy Tuesday. Love the Groovy Tuesday. I checked it out this Tuesday. It was off the chain. Tell a friend. Listen, we trying to get you guys to, we're trying to give you some stress busters to do something to relieve, because we're living in different times now.
Yes, we do.
And We Talk is always thinking about you and the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So that's every Tuesday.
Yes.
Then we got After the Lights Go Out on Wednesday. You know, Kia just doing the doggone thing. She said, I'm going to come back on the Wednesday tonight and turn out the lights. It's after the lights go out.
After the lights go
Wednesday
out.
Night at 8 p.m.
Yeah, make sure you guys check out that show.
Yeah, that's it, hosted by Miss Kia Davis.
All right, now.
Just an awesome show.
Such an awesome show.
Yeah, check that out. And then you come back on the Thursday at 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I love this show. It's Diamond Crew Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I love their show.
Great show.
Y'all want to check this? See, we got something for you every day of the week.
Every day
listen,
of the week.
You can't go wrong over here on We Talk Radio. You know, listen, you get it all every day of the week.
Yeah.
Diamond Crew Podcast, them folk are doing the doggone thing.
Right.
Shout out to the great host over there on Diamond Crew Podcast. I love listening to them. You know, they just hilarious to me. You know, I believe they're a married couple, you know, because I love black love, Mandy.
Yes.
And I love how they gel and they chemistry together. They, you know, I was listening to their show one time. It was just so hot. Then their kids was bothering them, right? Because
uh-huh.
I believe their kids do a kids show called the Diamond Crew Kids Podcast. And evidently they was, listen, mama, it's hot in here.
Right.
And the mama was saying, which she hosts the show, listen, you don't think I think it's hot in here? You get nobody. I mean, it's hilarious. You want to check that show out. It's every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's called Diamond Crew Podcast. You guys want to check that out. Man, you want to tell us the rest of our show before we go to break?
Yeah, so we didn't leave you out for the weekend, right? We have something for morning, noon, and evening. We heard that T. Smiley, he does the Cave Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And as we stated before, all shows are Central Standard Time.
Yeah.
So you want to check out the Cave Radio Show.
Listen, guys, I want you to go back and check out yesterday's show. It was off the chain. I mean, T. Smiley, you know, he had a couple of interviews. He had one of the producers, I believe they did. You remember the movie called Booty Call?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You want to go back and he had a guy that, you know, had another guy on that he was a saxophonist. That was a great show.
Yes.
Yes, it's a men's show. Yeah, and once you call into the T. Smiley show, you become a caveman. And so, listen, you don't want to die and go to heaven and get up there and tell the Lord you didn't listen to the cave show.
All right, man.
It's off the chain.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Every Saturday morning. That's my boy T. Smiley. And so you want you guys to check out his show, man.
All right. Now, you just said the word heaven, right? You may want to get some word in with the Shine Lord Radio Show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., right? Right. And then you want to check out Brand New Day with Emily Blue Sundays at 7 p.m.
Yeah, they just went off just a minute ago. A great show.
Great.
Another great show over here. Emily Blue. You know, Emily Blue. We're gonna put a billboard out there and just let her name her. Emily Blue and Dion Lax is going to go around. Because, you know, that's just a stage name. To me.
Yeah, she needs to patent that name.
Yes. such an awesome show that they do every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. And you're currently listening to the E-Man After Show.
You know that dude?
I know that dude.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday night at 9 p.m. All shows are Central Standard Time. Make sure you continue to tune in.
Yes. And so, guys, we're so excited and delighted that you would join us on tonight. Listen, we've been going all weekend long. Listen, tonight, I'm going to put a question out there.
Okay.
And it's in the form of we want you guys just to call up and tell us, what does this, you know, question mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll put our Big Six question. It is the E-Man After Show. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more the E-Man Show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Well, know nobody else lives here. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear, screaming out, you're contagious, touch me, baby, give me what you got. Then a man says, in the closet looking for that. Ooh. Said a prayer cause only God knows what I'm gonna do. What I saw was enough to drive a preacher wild. I'm in the hall contemplating, not in my own damn house. As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear. What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home?
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your cane.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be some. How did I get into this? Should've never came home with this.
You low-down dirty woman, back to where you come from.
But baby, wait.
But wait, my, hit the street, your is grand.
Now, Mr. Biggs, before you're done.
Wait, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Move, this cat looks real familiar. Now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago?
No, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, I feel I know you, brother, very well.
No, no, you mistaken me for somebody else.
Frank, yeah.
Can't you see two men are talking?
Brother,
I told you to get to walking. Now I think y'all better leave this place, cause I'm about to catch a train. You're contagious. Touch me, baby, give me what you got. That's what she said. Sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild. And then he replied, you're contagious. Touch me, baby, give me what you got. Give me what you got.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, We Talk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back. We're back. It is E-Man After Show. So excited and delighted that you guys would hang out with me on another Sunday evening over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, I was sitting back just listening to some of the great music tonight. Frankie Beverly and Maze, they'll be in town, Mandy, in December. I believe it's December the 11th. Frankie Beverly and the Isley Brothers.
Yeah.
White party.
I heard there was going to be an all-white party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so We Talk Radio Network will be in the building.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be off the chains. And so we want you guys, we'll tell you more, a little bit more about that as the day come around. That's December, all white. You been to a Frankie Beverly Mays concert with?
You know what, years ago,
mm-hmm.
at the Fair Park. Yeah, it was really nice.
Ain't nothing like a Frankie Beverly Mays concert.
Let me tell you, now this concert, they had the Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the Temptations were no longer, you know, a part of the group.
Right.
So, you know, they had other issues that had occurred. But it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely got for what we paid for, let me say that.
Right.
But when Frankly Beverly and Mays took the stage, it was off.
It was all over
mm-hmm.
with, right?
Yes.
Because there ain't nothing like a Frank and Beverly Mays concert.
That's right.
I'm telling you, they are off the chain. So they'll be here in December. And so we'll be up in the building. But listen, guys, I want to thank you over on the network. I want to thank you guys that's on the phone line listening. Listen, when you call into the email after show at 563-999-3456, you got to hit option one. It signal me and let me know you want to speak. And then we'll bring you into the conversation because, you know, kind of doing it a little bit different tonight, man. I'm going to put a question out there tonight.
Okay.
And I want all the listeners, I want you ladies, I want you men to call up and tell me what does this, I got a scripture I'm going to put out there tonight, man.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what does this scripture mean to you. But check this out, Mandy. I don't want to forget this. It's Wife Appreciation Day.
It is Wife Appreciation Day.
If you married, listen, bruh, it's Wife Appreciation Day. Hope you appreciated your wife in some form or fashion on
mm-hmm.
today. I hope you bought her a gift. Hope you took her out to eat. You did something nice for her. You know, a few of my fellows, they normally on the show, but it's Wife Appreciation. They are out to celebrate.
Yes.
Yeah, they are doing the doggone thing. And they was like, well, E-Man, you know, I got obligation. I understand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I understand it's Wife Appreciation Day. And, you know, wifey come first.
That's right.
And so they hit me up. They say, E-Man, listen, you know, if you ain't married, about to get married, you know, your day is coming. But listen, fellas, you know, don't let this day, don't let 12 o'clock come and you ain't went up. Listen, Walmart is still open, isn't it, Mandy? We
yeah.
broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. Over here in Dallas, Texas, the studios, our switchboards and stuff over in Plano, Texas. We over in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Listen, we got a Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Walmart. They stay open with pretty late, huh?
Yes, and if you're going to Walmart, you have 2 hours and 30 minutes to
get there. Listen, don't go to bed tonight. You ain't appreciated your wife. That's to all the married couples out there.
Mm-hmm.
Men, is Wife Appreciation Day. Listen, she cooked for you all year long. She washed your clothes. Appreciate your wife today. And so we shout out to all the wives that's doing the doggone thing.
Shout out to you. But I do have a question for you, Eman.
Mm-hmm.
What if the wife does not cook, does not wash clothes? Should I still?
Yeah, you. And no matter what, appreciate your wife today.
That's what I'm talking about.
You
yes.
know, listen, she do a lot for you.
That's right.
And so you want you fellas, we want you men. This is a men's show, so I'm telling all my homeboys. You know, you married a couple of my homeboys on the show. They married,
mm-hmm.
and so tonight they appreciate their wife tonight. So I understand. And so, Mandy, we're gonna put a question out there tonight.
Okay.
It's a Big Six question. And I'm just, you know, that's what we do. We come around the domino table. I put a question out there, and guess what?
What?
You know, these guys come in on the domino, we discuss it. But I decided I'd do a scripture tonight.
Okay.
And it's coming from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. Listen, guys, I just want you to call up here or, you know, go into the chat room or, you know, not to the chat room, but just, you know, call up on the number, you know, or on the network
mm-hmm.
and tell me what does this scripture mean to you? 563-999-3456.
Yeah.
It's from 2 Timothy. And the reason why I'm putting this scripture out there, man, I do single ministry.
Uh-huh.
I'm not married yet. And I do single ministry.
Mm.
And in single ministry, we know we're always talking about dating and relationships and, you know, sister looking for their Boaz and all that type stuff. And so at the end of the day, you know, we got to studying about, what I thought Paul was saying in this particular text, he was trying to tell single men
mm-hmm.
and single women to quit living promiscuous
Mm-hmm. Promiscuous.
Promiscuous lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so this text says it like this. For of what sort will men creep into houses and leave captive silly women?
Mm.
Mm. Led away, led with sin, led away with diverse lusts. For what sort will men creep into houses and leave captive silly women? One translation said he worm his way in.
Worm.
He scheme his way in to a weak woman, a feeble woman, led with sin, led away with that. Just tell me, what does that scripture mean to you? Because you know what? I do understand. I mean, if you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 7, we're forever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll forever be learning. And so for us ever to be learning, 1 through 5 kind of tell you what a creep and a silly woman is.
Right.
And some people read this text and they come from a lot of different perspectives because we are living in perilous times, man.
We are. We are.
And so, but we're talking about it from this aspect part of it. You know, just you call up and tell me what you think it's saying. What's your opinion about it? It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. For of what sort will men creep into houses? Listen, I do understand all men are not creeps.
That's right.
And I do understand all women are not silly.
Right.
I'm just talking about men and women in verse 6 right here.
Mm-hmm.
We still got them around. You know, a good everybody knows Charlemagne the God up at the Breakfast Club. He started this narrative, black men don't cheat. And so since black men don't cheat, you know, it ain't. I guess it ain't no men out there creeping. But if you still creep, this text said, of what sort? Men creeping into houses, leaving captive silly women.
Captive silly women.
Mm. Call me up.
Yes, give him a call at 599-3456. Let him know, what does the scripture mean to you?
Yeah, not what it mean to Mandy.
Come on.
Not what it mean to E-Man.
Right.
What does it mean to you?
Mm.
Mm. Yes, because, you know, we are living in perilous times.
We right? are.
And sometimes I just think, you know, with the way the times are going, sometimes, you know, people are doing silly things.
They are. They are.
You know, I mean.
People are doing silly things.
Yes. I as I was studying this scripture, Mandy, I first thought Timmy was trying to talk to the single men and women.
Mm.
And I discovered as I started doing my word search and started studying, I started studying, and man, I got to the word houses.
Yes.
And the word houses, you know, when you really understand the word houses and start looking it up, you understand that in this text, it was talking about structure, family structure, which suggested to me married men can be creeps too, and married women can be silly too.
Right, right.
And so I said, he's not really talking about the single men and the single women.
Yeah.
And so, you know, y'all know some creeps out there.
So it's talking about nobody's exempt.
Nobody's exempt. Right. And so, listen, if you just want to chime in and tell me listen, I see you guys on the phone line. You have to hit option one. It signal me. I mean, a lot of times people are like, I ain't going to say nothing. You know, but we see you listening. We see you over on the network. Just tell us what this scripture mean to you.
Yeah.
Is of what sort? That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. Listen, we have been partying like it's 1999. We've been celebrating Mandy's birthday.
Yes, we have.
We just come off a great show. We was invited to a party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're going to a party when we leave tonight.
I believe so.
Yes. And so, listen, but if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, call me up right here at 563-999-3456. It is the E-Man After Show. It's over here on We Talk Radio Network. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3. That is my big six question tonight.
Mm.
And it's to all the listeners. Why? Because this is Wife Appreciation Day.
It is.
And normally my panel, these guys on the panel, they are married men.
Mm.
And so they say, E-Man, I got married duties to do tonight. I'm taking my wife out. Because, you know, people are back out. You know what I'm saying?
They are.
They back out. Hopefully they social distancing. Hopefully they, you know, you don't find a romantic place. And, you know, you are out because this beautiful outside is kind of like what, man? It's kind of like, you know, you look out there tonight the clouds and the, you know, the stars out there tonight. So this is a nice night to appreciate your wife.
It is.
Drive downtown, whatever city you live in. Drive downtown up under the light and appreciate your boo thing.
Yes.
Appreciate her tonight.
Yes.
If you haven't did that already today.
Mm-hmm.
And so my guys that normally join me on tonight, they out tonight. And so we want to thank all of you on the network. Listen, man, I'm going to play another song.
All right.
And we're going to come back. And we're going to hopefully, you know, we'll be talking to you. You'll tell me what does 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6 mean to you. You keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the email after show. What? Right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light. It's fine. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right now.
Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find. Bring from my understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Right.
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 host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
And I am Deanne Lax, co-host of Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
We invite you to listen each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time as we inspire and uplift your lives with incredible inspirational music and exceptional conversations with a variety of thought leaders, artists, and experts.
You will also experience empowerment through our engaging segments. So, join us each Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you will
have a fresh start,
gain a renewed heart,
and learn to live smart right here
on Brand New Day
with Emily Blue.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are back. We are back. Mandy, we are back in the building. It is the E-Man After Show. I want to thank you guys that's chimed in tonight over there on the phone line, over there on the network. Listen, it is Wife Appreciation Day. And so some of my fellas are out tonight. They are appreciating their wives on tonight. They say, oh, E-Man, we listening. But, you know, I said, no, don't get in trouble. Don't be getting in trouble behind E-Man. You better celebrate your wife. But I did put a scripture out there tonight. Listen, you guys over there on the phone line, you got to hit option one and signal me and let me know that you want to speak. If not, we just thank you there listening, and that's quite all right with us. Thank you on the network. Listen, we want you to go back and listen to all the great shows over here on We Talk Radio, and because we got something for you every day of the week. But listen, I put a script tonight. It was coming from 2 Timothy chapter verse 6. I just want you to tell me, just what does the scripture mean to you? That's all. Just what do you get out of this one particular verse that I'm reading? It says, for what sort will men creep into houses and leave captive silly women laden with sin, led away in diverse lusts? And if I was a preacher, Mandy, the title that this particular text would be Creeps and Silly Women.
Mm-hmm.
I would title that. You know, so it's a preacher did that sermon once.
Yeah.
Creeps and Silly Women.
All right.
That's what I would title it, Creeps and Silly Women. If I was a preacher, Pastor Jeremy Glenn over there on Shine Lord Radio Show, preach about this here, Creeps and Silly Women.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to check his show out every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Mandy, so if I was to ask you, what does that scripture mean to you?
Okay, so what the scripture means to me is, you know, we know some translations state feeble, which is weak, right?
Right.
And they talk about being drawn away by devious lust, you know. And what it means to me is that a man that would play on a weak woman or just a weak individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that in areas that they struggle in.
Right.
So if I know this woman is promiscuous, if I know she struggles in her flesh, then that's a door for me to walk through.
Okay.
So I can lure her due to her weakness, can get what I want. And that's why the other translation states worm, right? Because it slits its way in there, wiggles its way in there. How does the worm wiggle its way in there? Through cunning, through deception. Deceit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what is that creep, he just standing by waiting to see what type of woman it is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to think about it, right? Mm-hmm. What does a schemer do? A schemer watch. A schemer look. If somebody's going to break in your house, E-Man, they're going to watch you. They're going to watch your pattern. They're going to watch when you come and when you go. And a lot of times when you have people that prey on the feeble, they prey on the weak, they watch them.
Right.
They watch their pattern. They see where they're weak at. And that's the angst that they take. They become a target.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so... So, you know, because we were studying in my church in the singer ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like when I got to studying, I discovered that, you know, marry me and it's creeps too.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, I know I'm going to get in trouble, but at the end of the day, it's kind of like, you know, they watch these ladies come in church, need healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they broken. And so pastors or some of the big people, they playing on the weak.
It happens. It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. And you have these men, as you stated, it's not just single men.
Right.
You have married men where they see a woman that's struggling, insert error, she's broken, and they play on that. You know, they begin to play on that. And the woman, she's just looking to be accepted. And she began to give in to that. Now she's lured in, and he see a moment of opportunity.
Right.
It happens. It has happened.
So what would I say? The more of the story, I would say,
mm-hmm.
be real careful.
Yeah.
Don't let a creep worm his way in.
Mm-mm.
Don't let him scheme his way in.
And don't be silly.
Please don't be silly. Because, you know, I even think about it like this here, Mandy. Even with the woman that's broken and and that type of nature, you know, I think it's silly for a woman to think she's going to get the first lady's husband.
Yeah, and silly is a mind setting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's immature, it's a mind setting. So you're absolutely right. You have to play the tape all the way through.
Mm.
You have to see the outcome. It's not enough to be in that moment, the feeling for the moment. This man is showing me attention. You know, women are driven by power. This man showing me attention. He's a powerful man. But see farther than that. This man has a wife. This man's not going to leave his wife. This man is, he's going to get what he's out for or what he's drawn to. And then he's going to go back home to his wife. And then that's going to be brokenness on top of brokenness.
Mm. And we're, you know, because we're coming from the scripture tonight, so we're coming from a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
And so I'll just say, don't be silly.
Don't be silly.
Because, you know, when you do your word study, words have meaning and words change down through the centuries.
Yeah.
But when you begin to study this text, none of these words have changed.
Right, right.
And so we're living in a time, in perilous times, where, you know, the weaker vessel and people are being silly.
They are. Let's just renew our mind. You
mm-hmm.
know, renew our mind. Let's develop a new mind setting. If we find ourselves weak and we find ourselves desiring something that belongs to someone else, for example, or something that just does not belong to us, let's play the tape all the way through.
Yes.
And once we see the ending of something, the end result of something, sometimes it'll change the direction we're going into.
Right, right.
Yeah, right.
Well, listen, guys. Listen, tonight is wife appreciation tonight. And a lot of people out, you know, I guess they still out late celebrating their wives.
Yes.
And so we just wanted to put a little twist on it tonight and, you know, talk from that perspective, from this particular scripture. What does it mean to you? And listen, we're so appreciative you guys will listen. We'll stay up late because I know it's Sunday night and people are getting ready to go to work in the morning. Some work from home. Some got to get up and go to work. And it's Sunday night and they winding down. Listen, go back and listen to the E-Man After Show. Tell a friend. Go back and listen to all the shows. Tell a friend about each and every show that's over here on We Talk Radio Network. You will really enjoy the content. You will really enjoy these personalities. You know, this network is thriving. And so we so appreciative of Ms. Davis just going forth and putting a foot forward over here on We Talk Radio. Because I think as someone said, Kathy Hughes is going out on the scenes and Ms. Davis is coming in on the scene. So tell a friend, listen, Mandy, we're going to get up out of here because we got a party. We got two more minutes for this show. We got a party. We got a great friend here in the city of Dallas, Texas. She's a legend in this town.
Yes.
I want to do a shout-out to Ms. Betty Lynn Anderson.
Yes.
They're celebrating her birthday as we speak. We was invited to the party.
We were.
And we had two shows to do, so now we're getting ready to get off the show to go to the party.
We are going to a birthday celebration.
It is a celebration tonight. And so we are here and out. But I want to thank all of you guys that joined me on tonight. Come back next Sunday night. We'll have the panel and the fellows will be with us because it's wife appreciation night. These fellows are married. They are appreciating their wives. Hopefully they got some gifts and all of that good stuff. Love your wife, love your husband, and hey, all is good.
That's right.
But listen, Mandy, we got to get up out of here. So listen, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Why? Because I believe in God. Because
God believes in me.
And guess what? We are all living proof.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. It's been another great episode over here on the E-Man After Show. I'm appreciative that you guys were listening to the show tonight, but I gotta go. See you guys next week.
You're listening to The Sound.
Listen, this is out of Houston, Texas. Miss Coretta Bell. He's started working overtime. We've been working overtime, Mandy, so we're going to go play. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
The
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.